This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The first war crimes trial of a Russian soldier since the start of the war in Ukraine has opened in Kyiv. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A 21-year-old captured member of a tank unit is accused of shooting a 62-year-old man in the head in a northeastern Ukrainian village during the war's first week. Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin faces up to life in prison under the penalties spelled out in the section of the Ukrainian Criminal Code that addresses the laws and customs of war. Scores of journalists packed into a small courtroom in the Ukrainian capital where the suspect appeared in a small glass cage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try and cross a river in the east. Ukrainian and British officials said in another sign of Moscow's struggle to salvage a war gone awry. Ukraine's airborne command released photos and video of what it said was a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over a river and several destroyed or damaged Russian military vehicles nearby. Ukrainian news reports said troops thwarted an attempt by Russian forces to cross the river earlier this week, leaving dozens of tanks and other military vehicles damaged or abandoned. The United States told Southeast Asian leaders Friday it would remain in the region for generations and stressed the need to maintain freedom of the seas, which Washington says is challenged by China. Addressing a summit of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Vice President Kamala Harris said the region was a U.S. priority. She said the opening session of their meeting at the State